brothers and sisters, dear friends, yes, we are angry, yes, we are nauseated, yes, we are outraged. I believe that Netanyahu has again demonstrated that he's a pyromaniac on a powder keg. In the past, my friends, commentators would say each time Israel defied international law and the international will, Israel has this time shot itself in the foot. But it seems to me that Israel has many more than 2 feet to shoot at because it keeps getting away with it. Netanyahu considers the entire European Union as political lightweight. Each time they promise us that they'll be pressuring Israelis because of their misbehavior, it looks to us as though Europe, the 27 countries, have the political weight of Luxembourg or even worse, Liechtenstein. Netanyahu, when he speaks with his political entourage, he boasts by saying, I'm stronger than President Obama in Washington itself. This is why Israel does what it does. Let me tell you, the Palestinian people are sensitive for the expression of public opinion support all over Europe. I know that we are a society which is wounded. I know we are bleeding, but I want to assure you that we, the Palestinians, are undefeated, unbowed, undomesticated, and untamed. And to end, my friends, I would say, we for 60 years have grown accustomed to know that Palestine is a test between courage and cowardice, between moral courage and political cowardice. Us will not grow accustomed to cowardice. And here in Downing Street, I address Prime Minister Cameron and Deputy Prime Minister Clegg by telling them, please show us political courage for once. What we need is not a process, we need pressure. Today, we, the Palestinians, we have respected all our commitments to the international community. Today, it's up to the international community to respect its commitments to the Palestinian people. Thank you.